Civil rights leaders around the country are celebrating a federal court's decision to return the exhibit detailing slavery to the president's house in Philadelphia. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is following the story.
U.S. District Court Judge Cynthia Roof ordered the National Park Service to restore the exhibit, which told the story of George Washington's slaves. The federal government removed it last month, prompting the city to sue. The lawsuit argued the Park Service violated a cooperative agreement it signed when developing the site. Trevor Smith, executive director of Bliss Collective, which stands for Black Liberation Indigenous Sovereignty, called it an amazing win.
But just one kind of peg in the broader assault on Black history, Native history, public memory. So yeah, a mix of emotions, but it's obviously great to see judicial appointees abiding by the Constitution, which, you know, shouldn't be something that we have to celebrate these days, but that's kind of where we are.
The U.S. Department of the Interior is appealing the decision. Another lawsuit filed in Boston asked a judge to stop the Park Service from changing any exhibits nationwide. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Subaru Park, the home of Major League Soccer's Philadelphia Union, will be base camp for a national soccer team competing in this summer's World Cup. WHYY's Nick Karayuki has details.
The Ivory Coast, or Côte d'Ivoire, will train at the Union Stadium and Training Complex in Chester while staying in Wilmington. Being close to Philadelphia makes sense for the Ivory Coast, nicknamed Les Elephants, since they play two of their group stage games at Lincoln Financial Field, the first against Ecuador in Philly's opening game on June 14th, and then against Curaçao on June 25th. It's unclear how many fans will come from the Ivory Coast to see their team play here, as the country was added to the partially restricted ban list by the Trump administration in December. This summer's tournament will be the nation's fourth World Cup appearance, and the first back after failing to qualify for the last two iterations in 2018 and 2022. The Link is one of the World Cup's 16 host stadiums and will host six of the 104 matches, five group stage games, and a round of 16 clash on the 4th of July. For Billy Penn, I'm Nick Karayuki, WHYY News.
This morning, Mayor Parker and other city officials plan to announce a new citywide air quality network called the Breathe Philly Network. The mayor's office says a network of 76 monitors will deliver real-time neighborhood-level air quality data across Philadelphia. And there is an air quality alert for the Philly metro area today. There's also a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. In sports, the 76ers, they're going to be coming back. Just be patient. They host the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night, and the Sixers are signing Jabari Walker to a new two-year deal. Your Philly forecast, some steady rain in the morning, some showers this afternoon, a high of 46 degrees, and cloudy tonight. We go down to 37 degrees.